Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest edition of AFS. I am still your host, Mo Stewart, and this time we are talking about NFL. Of course we are. The first week of the season is only just finished. We're still kind of looking at the confetti down from New Jersey now. And first of all, I have to start with a small apology. There are some of you who have been messaging me saying, where's the AFL NFL show? Where is it? Where is it? Well, we've had some illness and injuries amongst our squad. We've had to kind of revise it to the second week. But I'm glad to say that we have slightly rotated our roster and I've got a crack team ahead of me to go and discuss all that happened in week one. I've got Mike Kearney and I've got Phil Blundell in front of me. Now, for me, having the international break, the international soccer break, which we will call it for this show and this show only, that was a...
Should just refer to this as gridiron. Oh, we no, can have football and gridiron.
Feels a bit messy for me.
Well.
Anyway, so the international break in that other one opened the decks for us to have a full fat, no distraction week one, and I enjoyed it absolutely to the fullest. Phil, how much of it did you get to see?
I did the full red zone hit on Sunday. I sort of watched bits and pieces of the... Kansas Detroit game, not much. I've abandoned Game Pass this year on the grounds that they changed it. You can't download games, for example, which is ridiculous. I used to download stuff and, you know, watch them on my way to work. I don't, which obviously work from home now, don't do that, but it's sort of changed the whole dynamic of that. So I've lost the ability to wake up and watch the 45 minutes back in the morning. But you know, it's not a disaster. But that I basically watched Red Zone. I've seen bits and pieces of the three games that fall in the main televised windows.
Well, yeah, I imagine that most people on this side of the Atlantic aren't kind of depriving themselves of sleep kind of in the same way that I do regularly. But Mike, for you, this is kind of, is this your second or your third season with us with NFL now?
Probably been fully invested third. But like, I've dipped in and out for years. Used to watch the Super Bowl all the time growing up and stuff like that, and I'd be interested in knowing he was getting there, and because everyone, it's like when you're in school, everyone's talking about the Andy Cup when it's on, sort of thing. But then over the last 2 years, 3 years, one of my other cousins, John, like he's a Seahawks fan and has been for years, and he kept saying to me, I should get into it, and we can go and watch games and stuff like that, or go out and watch Super Bowl. And I was like, yeah, right, whatever. And didn't really ever do it, but fully invested the last 2 or 3 years. We sort of have like a little pick competition between us, which we drew last year wildly, but he's getting roundly trounced this week. So I'm fully invested. And